I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports. Great to be talking now with the Director of Athletics at Pentucket High School, Dan Thornton. And Dan, it's been too long. Welcome back to MSO.
Hey, I appreciate it, as always.
Well, you know, it's been weird. I haven't been out, sort of housebound the last couple of years. But it looks like football and in particular winter sports had a pretty normal season. Let me ask you about that at Pentucket. Did you guys get most of your schedule in?
Yeah, we got it all in. Yeah, there wasn't we didn't have the pauses that we had the year before, so thankfully this year it hasn't been the smoothest of sailing, but we were able to get the games in. The practices have been going on, and you know, actually this spring is looking we're using the normal word around here.
Yeah, well,
it's pretty normal around here.
I know, and keep your eye over in Europe too. I mean, that's the thing. When I talked to all the coaches, they were very happy about the fact that the kids adapted. They adapted one way and then the other, and they did what they were supposed to, and you could actually concentrate on the sports. And, you know, that's a great thing. And as you say, normal, I'm thinking, you know, elementary school kids, you got first and second graders who have never done anything except see a mask. So
I know.
Great to have it back. Now, let me ask you, let's start with Pentucket girls basketball, because it looked like they had a pretty good season.
Great. Yeah, they did a wonderful job this year.
Tell me a little bit about the team.
Cal championship, that was, nice for them as always, and never gets old. It's a good program, and they work hard. And you know, one of the great things I think it makes you proud, I think, as an AD, is they just represent the school so well. It's just a really good group of student athletes here that represent just what we're looking for.
And did you guys have a home tournament game?
Yes, we had one game here at home. And then we were off to, where did we go? We played,
I saw that. No, I lost it.
North Quincy.
Okay.
That was a tough one. They were good.
All righty. All right. And, tell me about the rest of your winter sports, how they went.
So, the winter was pretty solid winter. Especially, in the pool, we had Henry Bryan, he ended up a 2-time Cal Swimmer of the Year. We have a co-op swim team with Triton. And he's a student here at Pentucket.
Mm-hmm.
And he won that for the second year in a row, and he's only a junior. So that's quite an accomplishment for him, because he's got another year to go. He could be, if he continues this, you're looking at a 3-time, swimmer of the year candidate. So that's been terrific. And we also have Adam Payne, who was a state championship. He was a state champion in the giant slalom, and that's another co-op that we have with the Haverhill High School ski program. So they did very, very well, and Adam actually won the state championship in the giant slalom, so that was pretty exciting as well.
That's awesome. Where do they ski?
We ski over at the Bradford Ski Area.
Okay, of course, yeah.
Very close to us.
Excellent, yeah. All right, what else you got?
It was good stuff. Mm-hmm. It was, the winter was, it seemed a little bit like a step back just because the fall with everything being outside and, nobody was in the masks, and then you almost felt like you took a step back, I think, in the winter, because everyone was inside again. It was back in masks. So, by the end of the season, when we finally got to the playoffs, we were back out of masks. I think everyone just kind of collectively was, I think it just rejuvenated.
We were able to get fans back in the gym and stuff, because I wanted to broadcast hockey games, and most of the places I went, you had to wear a mask, and I just
yeah.
Can't do that.
So we did do that. The fans were allowed full capacity all winter, but they had to be in masks. Which
okay.
That was a trying experience for everybody, I'm sure.
Well, policing it is something else, I'll tell you.
Policing it was tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough enough with the student athletes, and they're competing and they're running around and trying to keep the masks up. But, the same could be said, I think, for, dealing with it in the bleachers. It wasn't easy.
All right. And, so you didn't have any trouble with scheduling, like you would have had last year.
No, nothing like last year, where we were, last year it was constantly getting calls from other ADs. I was calling ADs as well, saying we had, a couple of cases positive. We're going to have to postpone some games. We did have a hockey game postponed due to COVID, but it was because the opponent's goalie was the one who had it,
oh boy.
Unfortunately. But we just moved the game, and we were still able to get it in.
Okay. That's cool. Well, what I'm thinking is, with you, athletic directors, the practice you had with rescheduling, spring is the toughest sport of all, I would think, to schedule with your outdoor stuff and how bad it is. Let's look ahead to spring here. The season opens up, next week, and how's it gone so far in this first week or so?
For us, it's been pretty good. there's a lot of times that I've been talking to the coaches here too. A lot of times we start the spring with a foot and a half of snow
right
on the ground, and you know, this year that we haven't had the snow, but you know, this week in particular it's been pretty cold. But nonetheless, we've been outside, and the biggest challenge I think for us here at Pawtucket is we're in the middle of a building project.
Oh boy!
So we have a brand new high school slash middle school that's going to be completed at the end of this spring, and we'll be moving into it next fall. But in the meantime, it's really, you know, with the construction that's going on around here, it's taken away some of our fields. So that's been a challenge just to try to schedule where people can practice and where games are going to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that. Gloucester High School went through that while I was teaching. And, that's a real challenge, especially for the kids, because you got to, as you say, go all these different places. Hey, that's the other thing. Are you back in locker rooms now?
Yeah, we're back in the locker rooms. Yep.
Perfect, perfect. All right, what do you got for spring sports?
Spring sports, I think we're looking at a pretty strong baseball team. A lot of student athletes are back on this team. They had a good run last year, and you know, pretty strong pitching staff is what I'm seeing right here.
Mm-hmm.
The track teams are always pretty good here at Pawtucket. Lacrosse is looking strong. The girls lacrosse, especially, I think, look like they'll have a pretty strong year on paper. The boys, you never know. It's a tough league in the Cal, but I think we'll be really competitive. And they're out there working hard as well. And tennis, you never know with tennis. It depends on the league. I'm not familiar with how everybody else is in the league, but,
yeah.
You know, the tennis teams are ready to go. So everyone's been outside. It's been great.
I'll tell you, spring sport athletes in New England are the toughest because they're out there in T-shirts in this kind of weather. And
oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yesterday, we had one day, I think it was 21 degrees or something.
Yeah.
One of the coaches said, is there any sort of rule about being too cold to practice out here? And I said, well, no, we have the wet bulb that we worry about in August when it's too hot. But we've had some pretty cold games.
Oh, yeah, I know.
In single digits. So
the first day my daughter tried out for lacrosse back when she was a freshman, it was 26 degrees. And I can't even imagine that.
I know.
Now, as an assistant principal, an athletic director, you also have another hat that you wear, which I want to ask you about before I let you go, and that is being on the sportsmanship committee of the MIAA. And let me ask you about your reaction to how you deal with it as an AD now. When I was coaching way back in the dark ages, nobody spoke to me at all about culture, about hazing, or anything like that. I was just hired, and I was a coach. Now it's different many, many, many years later, and we see things like the allegations at Duxbury, the allegations at Danvers. And how does that reflect on either the MIAA Sportsmanship Committee, you look at it, or how do you look at it as an AD with your coaches?
Well, I think what you're saying is probably correct, whereas it may not have been brought up as much in the past. Whereas now, I think every AD across the state and probably country, when they have their preseason meetings with coaches, it's talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just that critical. You know, it could be, you know, one incident could be the end of everybody's jobs. So to not pay attention to that, you know, would be foolish. But, you know, it's also, as humans, we're trying to create the best possible situation that we can for the student athletes who are here and playing on our teams. You know, and it's like, what's fair is fair, and everyone deserves a spot on the team. Everyone deserves to be treated with respect. You know, and you try to just really drill to everybody involved, you know, that there's no, you know, it's not going to be tolerated if it's anything on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so many instances that you see across the state, and you'll see it at different schools, and, you know, we deal with it a lot, too, with the fans.
And
stuff going on, and it's constant where you're like, you know what, go out. I don't care if you cheer as loud as you want, but cheer for your team and be respectful about it. You don't have to disrespect your opponent when you're coming out here. Just play hard, and the other team wins. You tip your cap and you shake their hand afterwards, and you know, you say good game.
Yeah, I'd like more parents to understand that as well. But you know, the other thing, the other thing, Dan, is social media plus the media in Boston. I was listening to both of the sports stations recently, and on one guy constantly berates players, saying he sucks, and then on the other station they're calling a Patriot football coach, Joe Judge, they're calling him an idiot, and that stuff trickles down. I mean, so how do you protect against that as you know, if you're a coach, because In sports, it's competitive. You look at the other team as the enemy and so on. But the, as you say, it's interscholastic sports, man, and you got to have some kind of understanding who's on the other side of the field.
Right. And the same thing, too, is, you know, we're at school, and it's a game. And you started these off as a youngster because
mm-hmm.
it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're getting into the high school age, and it's still supposed to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to a high school event, watching kids compete, which is supposed to be fun, and, you know, when we take it to that other level and we start, you know, to degrade or make fun of somebody else, or you're taunting an opponent or the referees, for that matter, it's really up to us, you know, as site managers at a game or as a coach on the team, you know, we have to step in and say things when it's done. You can't just turn your eye or back and say, I'm just going to ignore that one, because it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. It's not easy to go up to a fan and say, hey, listen, you know, the way you're talking right now is inappropriate. You know, we don't condone that here at the school. And if you're going to do that, you're not going to be able to stay in the game.
And on the other side of the
coin, same thing with student athletes if they're doing that. Because, you know, if as an assistant principal, again, you know, if you tell your teacher that they suck, you're getting suspended from school. So if you're going to tell the referee the same thing, you're going to get bounced out of the game.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know. It's very complex. And I would like to say, though, I guess as sort of a wrap-up here, how impressed I have been with the student body turnouts at these events, particularly when one team in a school will support another team in a school. For example, girls basketball being supported by boys basketball, that kind of thing. And
right.
That really builds a winning culture in a school.
It really does. And it's important for everybody to support. And it's tough, I think. And I know the MIA has a hard time sometimes, and the tournament directors, because everything gets jumbled in. And, you know, there are instances where your teams are successful and they end up playing playoff games on the same night, you know, maybe even at the same time. And it's difficult because you hate to split up your fan base.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because everybody wants to participate and everyone wants to be a part of the games. But those are the challenges, I think, that sometimes we face where, you know, if there's anything possible that we can do to change that, you know, that's always huge.
Well, anything else you want to mention about Pentucket as we roll, hopefully get into some warm spring weather here and head to the last quarter of the school year?
No, it's looking good, and you know, the next time you stop by here, you'll notice a completely different place. We're going to have new turf fields all over the place, and new school, new gyms, so it'll be a big difference.
Looking forward to that. When's the start date? When you're supposed to open up?
So we'll open up the school next fall.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be in a brand new school building with new gymnasium, and then the following year there'll be a new stadium and turf fields on the campus. Once they take down the existing high school and middle school, those will all be replaced with athletic fields. So
and
it'll be pretty nice.
Will your football team be able to play any home games this coming season?
Next year we'll still be Road Warriors, but the following year we'll
boy.
Be back.
Okay. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it, and hope to get up there and see this new place pretty soon.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
You got it.
All right. That is Dan Thornton, who is the Director of Athletics at Pentucket High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.